This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protesters in support of Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip rallied in the cold at the state capitol Sunday. CPR's Paolo Shalsida.
Protesters called for Colorado elected officials to support Palestinians by advocating for a ceasefire. Zamzi Taweh, a Palestinian who lived in Jerusalem, said he came out because he wants the bombing of the Gaza Strip by Israel to stop.
Most of the people who got killed by the Israeli are children and women and elderly.
The United Nations says recent violence in Gaza has injured over 17,000 people, with essential supplies such as fuel, electricity, and clean water scarce. The Palestinian death toll has risen to over 8,000, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. I'm Paolo Shalsida, CPR News.
The board of a Western Slope school district rejected the conservative American Birthright Social Studies standards last week. Community members feared the Garfield County Board would adopt the controversial teaching standards, and they rallied in opposition. Celeste Kratzer is a teacher in Rifle. She spoke at a school board meeting last week.
Over the last year, I've watched the priorities change from doing whatever it takes to help every child to fighting meaningless culture wars and pushing radical agendas that do not benefit or even reflect the interests and needs of the community.
The board president tried to stop a vote from happening, but the majority overruled him and adopted state-approved social studies standards instead. The federally funded program that helps low-income Coloradans with their heating bills opens for new applications November 1st. The LEAP program served nearly 90,000 households in Colorado last year. This is CPR News.